Welcome to Mr. Carnivore, broadcasting live from Del Ellis International Studio. I'm your host, Del Ellis, and today we're going to talk about becoming a dominated leader using the carnivore mindset. You heard that leaders are made, not born. But to truly dominate, you need a mindset that's focused, yielding, and relentless. A carnivore mindset doesn't back down. It strikes with purpose, adapts to the environment, and leads the pack. So if you're ready to stop waiting for success to come to you and start commanding it, then you're in the right place. In today's episode, I'm going to break down key steps that will elevate your leadership to the next level. By the end of this podcast, you're going to have actionable steps to take right now and be on your way to becoming a true leader in your field. Step one, commit to unwavering self-belief. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. That's a quote from Theodore Roosevelt. The first step to becoming a dominant leader is cultivating an unwavering belief in yourself. A carnivore doesn't second-guess its ability. It knows it can overcome whatever challenges stand in its way. As a leader, your self-belief sets the tone for the entire team. When you believe in yourself, others will believe in you too. We need to hunt with ferocity. Take decisive action. Start by writing down three accomplishments you've had in the past year that proved your capability. Reflect on your strengths, your victories, and your ability to succeed. Reaffirm your belief in yourself daily by repeating these accomplishments. By believing in yourself, you set the foundation for success. You're more confident, more decisive, and more willing to take risks. Your team will follow your lead and trust your direction. The lack of self-belief will lead to indecision, hesitation, and ultimately missed opportunities. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you expect others to believe in you? Step two, be relentless in pursuing excellence. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence. That's a quote by Vince Lombardi. You see, as a dominant leader, you must strive for excellence every day. Excellence isn't just about doing well. It's about doing your absolute best and pushing past the limits of average. A carnivore doesn't settle for the easy kill. It hunts with precision and persistence. Similarly, a leader must relentlessly pursue excellence in everything they do. You need to hunt with ferocity. Take decisive action. Choose one area of your life that you feel needs improvement, whether it's communication, decision making, or time management. Focus on that area for the next 30 days and commit to improving to it each and every day, no matter what. The spoils if you do this. Relentless pursuing excellence builds credibility, respect, and trust with your entire team. It sets a standard for your team to follow and inspires everyone to raise their own performance. The bear traps if you don't. Settling for mediocrity means stagnation. If you're not continually pushing to be better, your leadership will lose its edge. Excellence isn't achieved by standing still. It requires consistent effort and improvement. Number three, cultivate emotional intelligence. Leadership is the capacity to translate vision into reality. Warren Bennis. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is one of the most important aspects of leadership. A carnivore is aware of the environments and reacts accordingly. In the same way, great leaders understand and manage their emotions, and they're aware of how their actions impact others. Leaders who cultivate emotional intelligence can connect with their team on a deeper level, which leads to stronger relationships, better communication, and a more motivated workforce. Hunt with ferocity. Take decisive action. Practice active listening today. When you're speaking with someone on your team, really listen to what they're saying, not just with your ears, but with your heart. Ask questions to understand their perspective and show empathy for their concerns. the spoils if you do this. You're going to start cultivating emotional intelligence, allows you to build stronger relationships, manage conflicts effectively, and create an environment where people feel heard and valued. It'll make you a more relatable and respected leader. The bear traps if you don't. If you ignore emotional intelligence, you risk alienating your team. Poor emotional awareness can lead to misunderstanding, conflicts, and low morale. As a leader, you need to connect with your team on an emotional level to inspire and motivate them. Why work with Del Ellis International? Now that you got these three powerful steps to level up your leadership, I want to give you an opportunity to accelerate your growth. We at Del Ellis International, we specialize in developing leaders who take bold action, pursue excellence relentlessly, and create powerful teams. If you're ready to transform your leadership and achieve unprecedented success, I want to help you get there. Email me at del@delellisintl.com or call 1-855-7-HELP-US. Mention this podcast and we'll get started on building the leader you're meant to be. Remember, we broadcast Monday through Saturday to ensure you're always learning, always growing, and always improving as a leader. Let's work together and let's make your leadership a force to be reckoned with. My name is Del Ellis and I'm passionate about changing life. I want you to lead with confidence, strive for excellence, and embrace your power. I'll see you next time on Mr. Carnivore.